Yes, can hear you. Brilliant. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Jeffy, praise the Lord, he's doing really well. Monday, just gone, we had one of the doctors come to us, even though on the Friday we saw his plastic surgeon, because Wednesday last week he got moved to Salisbury, and praise the Lord, he provides the best. He's got the best plastic surgeon in the land, and his plastic surgeon saw him on the Friday, went into, I think, I believe it was when he feared to clean up his wounds, and she turned around and said to us that, as far as she was concerned, that she would have him walking. Saturday he was supposed to have gone into surgery, but that didn't happen because there was a lot of accidents, but Lord knew what was what and what was not, and praise the Lord we had that rest and peace and joy. And when sorry, Sunday he went down into theatre, and it was at this point that she found bolts loose on his pelvis and a piece of bone that wasn't attached that she had to remove because it basically died, but still didn't change the prognosis of walking again. So you can imagine our surprise on Monday when we've gone in there to speak to one of the doctors in concern, and we've gone in there, and we said, his first words out of his mouth was that first of all, we need to be grateful that Jeffrey's alive. Yeah. And I just replied to, well, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that God has confirmed in his words that he will put sinew and muscle onto his body, and you may test my servant, but you may not take his life. And it was at this point that he turned and said, well, you do know that we're trying to save his legs and against amputation. And that was when I said about I'm believing for, because God has given his word about the sinews of the valley of the bones. Yeah. And he turned, because he turned and said to me that he was a believer and he went to church. And but it just didn't minister to my spirit. And so obviously Lord gave the right words to rebuke that spirit that was trying to confess the negative over Jeffrey. And so in any case, no reply from that really. And he just left it at that. And Wednesday he was due to go into surgery to have what I called a rebuild. On his side and that, and that went really well. We found out also that on the Saturday, sorry, on the Sunday surgery, that a bit of the sciatic nerve was missing, but that wasn't a problem to the plastic surgeon. As far as she's concerned, she could take a bit from his arm and replace it, which they're now all done. Yeah, so praise the Lord for that, you know. But yes, he's really doing well. He's got to go back into surgery on Tuesday. He had surgery Friday, sorry, I'm losing my days. Where they put new cages on his legs. But they've lifted him out of consciousness. Now, each time they've lifted him out of consciousness, he's been moving his arms. Yesterday we found out that he moved his legs. So praise the Lord there. but obviously they want to keep him as heavy sedated, well, as possible, because they don't want him moving around, because his bones are still not fixed. But Lord knows. They are concerned that the fact that he's still got his, because he's on the ventilator, because where they keep on putting him into a semi-deep sleep, yeah, although he's breathing on his own, he still needs that. When he goes into a deeper sleep, he obviously needs to be ventilated. And I would appreciate prayer on the fact that they want to do a temporary tracheotomy to keep his airways open, you know, rather than take out the tube and keep on putting it in and out, yeah, because it's uncomfortable for him when they do stir him around. So obviously, as your lead, you know, if it has to be, it has to be, but Lord's in control. I'm trying not to get my mind into it. And because believe you me, when on Monday that doctor said what he said about Jeffrey's legs, although the Lord gave me the words to rebuke it, obviously I must have received a little bit of it, because on Tuesday and Wednesday there was a battle in my mind, and I really had to repent before the Lord and ask him to just take this from me, because I know what his words he gave me, yeah, was true. Yeah, he is in control. He is molding Jeffrey as he wants him to be molded, and not as we expect him to be molded. And so I thank the Lord for that. And the Lord, once I'd truly repented of it, gave me that utter peace. It has not risen up again or anything like that. And so yesterday we came back from the hospital, because Friday was obviously surgery day, so we don't go up on surgery day. Praise the Lord, he's given us complete peace that we don't have to go, we can leave him. We have since the first night, and I think that astonished everyone. But that's the Lord's peace, you know, the rest, you know, that you can rely on the Lord to do that, you know. And so in any case, we came up back yesterday and I got a phone call from the investigating officer to do with this accident. And I asked him whether it was 50 miles an hour he was doing. And he just said, oh yes, he wasn't exceeding the limit. Yeah, but it is a 50 mile an hour there. And I just turned and said, well, I know that it is, I knew that he was doing 50 miles an hour. And it was at this point that he turned and said that Jeffrey must have been laying, it looks like Jeffrey must have been on the floor already when he hit him. So, and that, I've just had to give him over to the Lord, and I thank the Lord that he has given us rest and peace in that, yeah. Because in the natural, it does fling up a load of questions. And like I said to him, you know, there's a lot of the jigsaw puzzle that isn't fitting together. The edges are not even completed, so you can't even start filling in yet. And also asked him other questions, and but the Lord has shown me today that basically he will reveal in his right timing. What is hidden in the dark will be brought through in the light, and that he is in total control. He will let me know, us know as a family, yeah, in his right timing. And like I say, we've got total peace, joy. We're just gonna concentrate on the Lord and not on the circumstances. But yes, I thank the Lord Jesus for answer to prayer, and I thank all you saints for your prayers and intercessions over Jeffrey, and the Lord is doing that work, you know. And there is such a peace and a joy, you know, that I can't explain. And I went back to work on Monday, and they d obviously there a lot of them are unbelievers, but Edda is a bloke from Mexico who's a believer, and he and his wife have been in prayer as well in their assembly over Jeffrey. And he just said, I pray that they've all were commenting how strong I was, but he prayed that the Lord, that God takes all the glory in this, that they see God. When he private PM'd me on Facebook, and I just said to him, praise the Lord, that's what I hope and believe will happen, that God gets all the glory. Not me, not man, but God, because it is God that is doing the work. And I just thank you all again for this. All right, and have a blessed week, and the Lord keep you all.